And joining us right now is Jim Zimmer. He is with Domino's Pizza. You know, those are the guys that deliver. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the stuff going on. I'm also going to ask him some questions. And you got to listen real carefully because some of these questions you're going to hear on our trivia questions on radio and in newspapers and on television. So listen carefully to what Jim has to say, and you can win gift certificates to Domino's. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Welcome. What is your position with Domino's?
I work here in the marketing department. I'm the director of marketing.
Oh, okay.
Work on our national plan and rolling out our great new products.
Oh, I think you should feature me in all your ads.
we'll have to talk about that.
I'm a big eater of Domino's pizza.
Excellent.
But let's talk a little bit about a number of things. First of all, there was a time when Americans were on this low-carb kick and the health food kick. Did Domino's at any time, you know, go into low-carb stuff, or did they just, you know, say, hey, you know, this is what we have, and, you know, and stick with that?
Yeah, we pretty much stuck to our core product. We know our customers love our pizza, and when low-carb was really taking the country by storm with regard to bread products overall, we didn't really see much of a shift in the pizza world. We did test some lower-carb products with our customers, but our test results really drove us to stick with, you know, the tried and true pizza that they get from us and love. We didn't really see a big demand in the pizza category for that pizza.
Because I remember there was an experiment with an organization that's in this area called Papagino's, and they actually had a low-carb pizza, which I thought was pretty good, but it never took off, and they canceled it after about 6 months. They just said it just didn't work.
Yeah, we found that, you know, in our work with that, right, consumers just didn't really want that from us. So when it comes to pizza, I think people like to indulge a little bit and have some fun.
And one of the things I think that's relatively new, maybe with the last 5-10 years in terms of pizza delivery, is the buffalo wings and all that kind of stuff that goes with it.
Yep.
It seems to me now that most people, if they're going to get a Domino's pizza, they're going to get a side of wings.
Yep. Wings are a very popular side item with Domino's. We've got great, meaty, juicy wings, and really kind of led the way with offering wings as a national chain, and our customers really like them. Yeah, we really like those.
I like them myself, and I actually like the kickers even better.
Ah, so you've had our kickers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I've had everything on the menu at Domino's.
Yeah, a nice alternative to wings, a little bit of that buffalo flavoring in a boneless product.
Yeah, I like, see, I guess it's a neat thing in me. I just don't like to eat on bones. You know, when I go to different business meetings and things, a lot of times they'll serve boneless wings or they'll serve boned wings.
Right.
And I won't eat it because it gets you all messy and it's yucky.
And you know what? And the good thing, Mark, is there's no evidence of what you've eaten.
That's exactly true.
You can have all the kickers you want.
Yeah, if I want to tell my wife all I had was a salad with no dressing, I can do that.
That's right.
And she can't tell the difference. Let's talk a little bit about the Domino's itself. They were really the inventors of the delivery, of pizza delivery. And I remember at one point there was a controversy about the 30 minutes or less, and drivers were speeding around and getting in accidents. It turned out to be a PR nightmare for a little while there. What's going on with the guarantee? Is that no longer in effect?
We do no longer have a national delivery guarantee for a time. We definitely guarantee satisfaction with our product and that you'll get a hot product that you're completely satisfied with. Right, and we don't focus on the delivery time, and we really focus on speed in our stores, getting them out the door in a real quick time, getting them made and out the door, and then delivered hot and fresh and delicious. But right, we don't have the delivery guarantee in terms of a time anymore.
I know the assembly and the products are all the same at all the Domino's, so if you go to Massachusetts or you go to New York or you go to Florida, you're going to get the same product. But I guess that some people tell me that they have favorite places that they go to get their Domino's because maybe there's a little love involved in making it or something. Do you find that some places do have a more popular, even though it's the same thing, or is it pretty much universal?
I don't understand. I'm sorry, could you kind of repeat that question a little bit? I don't really understand what you're asking.
I'll just skip by it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
It was a good question, but if you don't hear it, I can only ask it once.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask some questions now that that are really for the audience listening.
Uh-huh.
So they have to listen really carefully
right.
to your answers, better than you're listening to mine, okay?
Sorry right. about that. I'm ready.
The three dots on the logo, there's two on the left and there's one on the right.
Yep.
What do those actually stand for?
they actually, when we first started the company, they stand for the first three Domino's Pizza stores. So when the logo was developed, we had three stores, and that's what the dots stand for.
Why two on the left and one on the right?
I don't think there's a real reason behind that other than to mirror the look of a domino and to create the, you know, what a playing domino looks like. We configured it in that way.
Where were the first ones that opened up?
We started in Ypsilanti, Michigan, actually, a little suburb of Ann Arbor. And that's where the chain really started out with stores.
Hmm. Now, the man who started it, his name was Tom, right?
Exactly.
Didn't he own a baseball club or something, or a ball club of some type?
He did at one time, yes. He did own the Detroit Tigers here in Michigan at one time. He's the founder of Domino's Pizza, and he is no longer the owner of the company. We're a public company now.
Mm-hmm. Is he still involved at all? Or?
No, not really involved with the company.
No. Hmm. I guess he cashed out and did well, huh? Got a little extra large cash to go.
He built a really successful company.
I guess he did. What is the most popular topping? Now, I would guess myself that it's pepperoni.
You're right, exactly. Tried and true, definitely most favorite.
Yeah, most people seem to like pepperoni or extra cheese. But one around here that's very popular all the time is regular bacon. Not Canadian bacon, but actual bacon pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also a lot of new pizzas out there. I know around here buffalo chicken pizzas are really popular, and I know Domino's has all these meat pizzas, which I like. There's all these different meats on it.
Yep.
What are some of the newer ones that have been devised?
Well, we, in terms of meat pizzas, we offer our Meatza Feast, which features our meat toppings on a very delicious pizza. More recently, we introduced our XLP, which is our biggest pizza, a big, delicious pizza that really targets those who want more, kind of capitalizes on the, you know, the trend toward big but also value foods. It's a 16-inch hand-tossed pizza, a really fun big product with big slices.
And how many slices of pepperoni are used on those XLP Domino's?
It's a big pizza, Mark. We use 64 slices, or 65 rather, slices on that pizza.
You almost got that wrong.
I caught that one.
Jim might have failed the quiz here. It would be big trouble.
I got to get back on track here.
Yeah, you got to study harder, I think. But 30% larger. That's a pretty huge pizza.
Now, it's a big pizza.
Again, one of the things that Domino's does, and people out there know, you know, if you're having a Super Bowl party, if you're doing a party, that's when you call Domino's to get a huge order of all these different things.
Most definitely, we are when you're, you know, especially if you're watching the Super Bowl, any sports on TV. Anytime when you need a hot meal delivered, we've got you covered.
Talking about getting us covered, how many miles do Domino's drivers cover every week in the United States?
Well, we cover a lot of miles out there. We cover about 9 million miles each week.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, how is the price of gas affecting the cost of the pizzas?
You know, we hate to see gas prices the way they are. It's not affecting the cost of your pizzas. It's really making it tough for everybody out there, though, just in terms of, you know, what they're paying for gas. But the good thing about ordering from Domino's, you don't have to drive and pick it up. You can just have it delivered to your door. So save a little money maybe in that respect.
That's true. That's a lot of miles, 9 million miles a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Now, if you took all the pizzas that America eats every day and you laid them side by side, how many acres would you take up?
You would take up a lot of pizza. What do you think? What's your guess?
I know the answer, so I don't want to guess. It's 100 acres, I believe.
It's 100 acres.
Yeah. But that's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza. It's a favorite food. You know, if you think about it, in your own life, people order pizza a lot. It's handy, it's delicious, it's fun. It fits a lot of needs out there.
Last Wednesday, I had a pizza for lunch, and then that dinner, I had a different pizza for dinner. So I'm one of these guys who likes to just eat pizza.
Yeah, you sound like you should work here, Mark. That's
I think if I worked there, I probably would be back up to my old weight, so I don't think that'd be a good idea. Yeah, this is an interesting fact of here. How many slices of pizza per second do Americans eat each day? Per second.
Per second. It's, again, a pretty big figure. If you break it out over what they eat over the course of a year, if you break it down to per second, it's 350 slices per second.
Which is even more than I eat, which is amazing.
That
is unbelievable. I mean, it's every single man, woman, and child in America eats an average of 23 pounds of pizza.
Right, right.
So that means they have to do quite a bit of working out to get those 23 pounds of pizza off them.
Right.
Yeah. This is one of the things that really aggravates me when I hear people call pizza junk food. Because I don't consider it that at all. Pizza actually has a lot of protein in it, and it has some nutrients as well. And in fact, the tomato sauce has been shown to be an antioxidant that fights cancer.
Yeah, it really does offer a lot of some good nutrition, and a lot of different food groups on a slice. And as you say, it's got tomato, it's got cheese, it's got a lot to offer.
It really does. And folks out there listening, no matter where you're listening to, although we have many people overseas, I'm not sure how many Domino's are overseas, but I know if you're listening in the United States, there's got to be a Domino's near you. There's about 8,000 or so around. Is it an international company as well?
We most definitely are, and exactly that 8,000 figure, that's worldwide. So we're definitely in a lot of countries overseas. We've got about 5,100 stores here in the U.S., and then 8,000 around the world. So.
Now, Jim, do you eat a lot of pizza?
I do eat a lot of pizza.
So, I mean, you don't get sick of it? Because I'm sure you must eat it all the time if it's right in front of you.
You know, it's amazing. I don't. I really don't. And I have my favorites, and I must say I'm in that pepperoni camp.
Uh-huh.
And to this, I mean, I can eat pizza a lot. I do not grow tired of it. It's just a food that I continually like.
Are you a naturally thin guy?
I am. I'm not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One last question before I let you go.
Okay.
And that is this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of cheese on Domino's pizzas. How many cows does Domino's use to produce enough cheese to top its pizzas every year? This is a great question, folks. Listen carefully. I'm telling you, if you don't know the answers, you're not going to win.
Yeah, this is a great one. This is an amazing figure. Again, if you think about all that cheese, a total of, it would be 91,893 cows.
Moo! Yes. That is the correct answer.
All right.
That's a lot of cows.
That's a lot.
Now, after you milk them, you just rip them apart and serve them in the hamburger ones, right? Just joking there, folks. I know you all love cows. We all love cows. They're very adorable. And they give us our milk and cheese that we need. So it's a great thing. I love Domino's, and I'm excited about giving out gift certificates to our listeners and readers and TV viewers because it's a good thing to have as a snack or a dinner, or if you have people coming over for a party or a game, it's just a wonderful place to call, Domino's Pizza. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Jimmy.
Mark, it was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And I expect to get a call any day now for the commercial for Domino's Pizza.
And just keep buying those Domino's pizzas. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.